This is South Carolina Public Radio for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. The South Carolina Department of Public Health is reporting 17 new cases of measles in the state since Tuesday, bringing the total number of cases in South Carolina related to the upstate outbreak to 950. South Carolina Department of Public Health epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell says it's unfortunate that our state is now the top transmission area in the country.
Ongoing measles transmission was eliminated from this country and South Carolina 20 years ago. None of this is normal for South Carolina, and it tells us that we have a great deal more work to do to stop this outbreak.
Measles was eliminated decades ago because of the MMR vaccine. Babies, pregnant women, and immunocompromised people are not able to receive the vaccine. DPH is encouraging anyone else who is not protected to get vaccinated, regardless of where they live. Measles is a highly contagious and serious viral disease. When infected people seek medical care, they are unknowingly exposing everyone else.
If you have someone who comes into the office with measles, it will linger in the air for about 2 hours. So if you have a patient that's sitting in a waiting room who's coughing and now has exposed an entire waiting room, some children that we see babies that are not immunized, not able to be immunized, immunocompromised people who are not able to be immunized.
Dr. Stuart Simcoe is a pediatrician with Prisma Health Pediatrics in Greer, South Carolina. Since the outbreak began, he's treated 8 patients with measles. He says telehealth gives his office a good defense against the spread of measles. His staff is virtually triaging potential measles patients instead of bringing them into the office where others would be exposed.
If they call and they've got runny nose, cough, fever, red eyes, a rash, classic measles symptoms, that automatically is going to be a telehealth visit.
The DPH is reporting 186 people are currently in quarantine following an exposure to measles. Dr. Simcoe says exposures put people's health at risk, but also having to quarantine or isolate complicates daily life.
And then that person who's been exposed to measles, their child's not vaccinated, well, that child can't go back to daycare for 21 days. Or, the parent, if they're unable to be immunized and they've been exposed, well, now they're stuck at home for 21 days. And that creates a huge economic impact on families, a huge burden on families. And so not only are we trying to stop the spread of measles, but we're also trying to stop those impacts on other families. And so when we can utilize telemedicine and not have exposures, it's really helpful for everybody involved.
The measles virus can cause immediate complications such as brain swelling and pneumonia. Dr. Simcoe says the virus can even impact someone's health years after the initial infection.
With measles, it essentially wipes out your immune system. As low as 11% to as high as 73% of your immune system can be wiped out just from the measles virus.
He says telehealth makes it possible for him to safely monitor infected patients.
When I can hop on a call every, day or every couple of days with a family, just check in on them, making sure we're not having complications, where you're not having to worry about bringing a child in, exposing people, but you're also providing good medical care where you can really see the progression of the disease on a day-by-day basis, I think is really, really helpful for these families.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.